Looking for low-stress ways to create a healthier, non-toxic environment in your home? The Green Divas make it fun and easy with useful information for making a beautiful and eco-friendly Green Diva home. Oh, we're back again with the beautiful Lisa Barris of Lisa and Ron, the Healthy Home Dream Team. These two are all over the place. They are so much fun. And, you know, Lisa is an author and expert primarily on interior design and building and how – I think she's a certified green building professional, right?
That's right. Yep, and a building biologist.
Building biologists, it's so cool. So one of the things we're talking about today relevant to all this is mold. And I have very personal experience with mold. I was telling Lisa before we started recording that I wanted to talk about this selfishly because I believe that mold has affected my world. I know we had a house 3 years ago. We lived in a place for 10 years that I believed had mold. And my lungs started to become weird, and I'd have these coughing things like I had the plague, but I wasn't sick. And my doctor said to me, do you have asthma? I said, well, I don't know. You're the doctor. And, you know, we tested the house, and the result was negative, but I never believed it. And then we moved. And I don't have the – I know this house is clean. I sense that. But my lungs have been affected, and I'm still dealing with it to the effect that I'm not going to say I have asthma forever, but I'm dealing with asthma right now, and I'm kind of pissed.
Yeah, well, you should be. You know, mold is everywhere. It's in our air. It's in our indoor home. It's in our outdoor air. But the problem is when mold overgrowth becomes too high in our homes, and that's when we know we have a problem, which it sounds like you did.
Yeah.
Just because you didn't find the results on the test doesn't mean that you didn't have it. It could mean that the tests weren't done appropriately and or you didn't do enough tests. Well, that's a common mistake. Some people, you know, will only test the air and not the surface and vice versa. You really need to do both. You need to compare your test to the outdoor air sample. So a professional would likely know how to do all that, but it's sometimes it's not tested correctly. So listen to your sense of intuition and, of course, your symptoms, and it sounds like you did have some exposure. And women, we tend to be more affected to these exposures of toxins and biological contaminants in our home for a variety of reasons. A lot of times we're in the home more, and number two, we have more body fats, we store toxins more, we're more susceptible. And we have a keener sense of smell, so we are able to pick up on things generally more than men.
Oh, so, I have an annoying sense of smell, according to my family.
Well, you know what? As a doctor once told me, because I'm very sensitive, he said, you know what, you're lucky because you'll sense things sooner than someone else and be able to actually pinpoint and diagnose and eliminate the issue. Whereas, you know, how many people do we see? They're perfectly healthy, and then one day they get diagnosed with cancer or whatever the issue
is.
Right? So this is why it's important to tune into our bodies, listen to our senses, pay attention to your home, pay attention to the smells and what you see. We spend 90% of our time indoors as Americans, and our indoor air, according to the EPA, is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air.
Yeah.
So it's really important to pay attention. So we'll go through some mold issues and kind of just help people listening to identify if they do have mold in their home.
Okay.
So number one, if you are smelling a musty odor or you see visible water damage in your home, that is a red flag. Mold is, it can be many different colors. It can be black, green, red, blue. And it needs 4 things to survive. So this is key. Mold needs 4 things to survive.
Okay.
1, it needs water and moisture.
Right.
This is the number one thing. It can't live if it doesn't have a water source. And this could come from leaks. It could also come from high humidity. This is why we see mold issues in, you know, high humid areas of the country like Florida and things like that. And condensation. Number 2, it needs food. It has to eat, and it likes to eat building material, so organic material, which could be ceiling tile, could be wood, it could be drywall, or even paper.
Okay.
It needs oxygen, so that's pretty much anywhere. and it needs temperatures between about 40 and 110 degrees Fahrenheit. So our homes, as you can see, are a nice little breeding ground, especially if you have a leak, and then there you go. And there are about 1,000 species of mold that are common in the U.S., but the four most common types in your home, I'm going to tell you what they are. Cladosporium, Penicillium, Alternaria, and Aspergillus. These are the four that we see the most in homes today.
Now, the Penicillium, is that related to penicillin?
It is, yes.
You know, I'm allergic to penicillin, so there you go.
You're allergic to that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, see? So maybe you had exposure to that and we're having allergic reactions. You can have actually allergic symptoms and reactions to mold even if you
aren't
allergic. Yeah. Yeah. So just a little note to self. And hay fever-like symptoms are really what you want to think of. If you're having hay fever symptoms, that might include like an itchy nose, mouth, and lips. Maybe asthma attacks, you know, that rings a bell. Mm-hmm. Rashes is common. You definitely fatigue, headaches. You might have irritation with your eyes, nose, throat, sneezing. Think of nasal congestion and those kind of issues. And even shortness of breath, wheezing, and chest tightness are some of the things that you would experience if you have exposure to mold.
Yikes. And how, let's say we find it and we, you know, deal with the situation, how would you mitigate?
Okay, well, number one, and this is super important, is that you have to fix the leak within 24 to 48 hours. So if you have a leaky faucet, a leaky shower, wherever the water is coming from, it is imperative because mold is smart, it grows fast, and it likes to hide in dark places. So it's very typical for mold to grow behind walls, under floors, where you can't see it. So just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
Oh, dear.
Number one, you want to stop the leak and dry out any of the materials right away.
Okay.
If you have an area of mold that you've detected that's larger than 10 square feet, you definitely need to bring in a professional. Do not try to do that yourself. This is where people really make mistakes, is they try to handle it themselves and in that process expose themselves to mold and can even spread the mold. And mold has some molds have toxins. And I don't know if you're familiar, but I can go over some of those if we have time.
Oh, we don't, but I'm hoping that we'll have...
I'm going to talk about a cliffhanger.
I know. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like sick already. because I know we have a leak in the basement that sprung up over the weekend. And and I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I got to call my husband as soon as we hang up the phone.
I'll just tell you real quick. Don't use bleach. And number two, do it yourself test that for a fraction of the cost to get started. Like I said, if you find that the problem is bigger, you want to bring in a professional. But sometimes I personally think testing is good because you want to know what kind of mold it is and then sort of deal with it from there.
Okay. Well, I know that we are going to probably share or recycle a post that you've done already about this, but we will definitely post information with this podcast once the podcast is out. Oh my God, I'm gonna
great, we can put some links to the tests and things like that.
Thank you so much, Lisa, and we will hopefully talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Find out more about this Green Divas at Home segment and lots of other great low stress ways to live a deeper shade of green at thegreendivas.com. that's T-H-E greendivas.com.